Welcome to Kodampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kodampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
So we're all here in order to understand our own stress, because we wouldn't be here at a course called Stress Abhavan if you didn't have some stress. And I don't think there's anybody in this world today who doesn't have a certain level of stress manifesting in their life. I want to share from a Buddhist perspective where this is coming from, and thereby, through that understanding of what stress is, we can work to dismantle this very debilitating, overly stressed experience of our life that's limiting us, stopping us from living the best life we can live. So first of all, we need to understand that stress is an experience of the mind. Okay? So it's an experience of the mind initially. We tend to think of stress and stress factors as external situations or people. Like, if I was to go around and ask each of you, what's your stress at the moment? There's probably multiple things, but maybe you would point to your boss, your partner, your kids, your work generally, the financial situation, health. So we tend to think of these situations as being the source of our stress. True? And therefore, there's no choice but to get stressed about things that are not pleasant or not happening the way we want them to happen. Okay? So we feel we've got no choice but to get stressed. That's the normal response. That's what everybody else seems to be doing. That's what I've done my whole life. So it's normal. And in a sense, of course it's normal. I mean, stress isn't all necessarily bad. We've got a bad... The stress we're focusing on or understanding in our life is when we're completely overwhelmed, accumulated stress. But stress in itself is actually a necessary response to move away from threatening situations. Right? The fight or flight mode, the parasympathetic nervous system kicks in when you're crossing a road and a car suddenly appears from nowhere and you run. It makes you move away from that immediate danger. Okay? So that's a good thing. That's saving our lives, right? So that's good. But what's happening in today's world is that we're perceiving everything as a threat and a difficulty. And it's all kind of building up inside us. Our response to these external threats that change throughout our life. You know, what used to stress us no longer stresses us, perhaps. And it's new, different things. You know, I've got over my phobia of spiders, but now just going to the supermarket is an ordeal, right? Different things are now creating the difficulties in our experience. But it's not actually the external situation that is stress-inducing. It's our response to these situations themselves. These difficult situations manifest in our lives, and we are responding to them with habitual negativity. Now, that's not our fault, okay? It's like we don't have to sort of feel bad that we're negatively responding to things. It's just because we're not understanding the real source of our pain and our problems. And the actual source of our pain and problems is the negative response itself. The negative states of mind themselves are the unpleasant feelings that we're trying to run away from. So we're actually inducing the problem without realizing or without being able to control the induction of that problem based on some outer manifestation or conditions that we would rather avoid, we would rather not have to deal with. And then it becomes more and more complicated and intricate in terms of what the external triggers are to our stress response. You know, it can be tiny things. Once we've got very habituated into this response, just a tiny little incidental thing happening just throws our whole mind and body into a full fear or flight mode. And we're in an outright panic, anxiety, when, you know, somebody just has approached us to try and talk to us or ask us a question. Or we just perceive the boss and we perceive that he is the source of all our pain and problems, or she. And just even thinking about them sets us into this palpitation mode of negative thinking and experiencing. So what we're normally trying to do is to change then, manipulate our external conditions so that there's no stress responses, because we're believing that the outer conditions are the source of our problems. So if I just get rid of all the difficulties outside, if I just make my world secure and certain, then I'll be able to really relax and overcome these unpleasant feelings, this stress I have in my life. And so we really stress ourselves trying to fix all the outer difficulties we have. And even if we do, on rare occasions, manage to control the outer conditions temporarily, we're still not actually happy, because our mind is on this constant adrenalized mode of looking for the threat, waiting for it to come at some point. We're so habituated to that response. It's everything is painful. Even sitting, having a conversation with our closest friend in a nice environment, our lovely favorite coffee house or whatever it is, we've been looking forward to it. But we're not even able to engage that because we're in a state of anxiety, worry. We're pained, even when the outer conditions are good. So what's going on here? What is happening? In this book, How to Transform Your Life, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche, the author and the founder of this tradition, depicted right here, shares with us the very basic principles of Buddhist understanding is that our problems are not the outer difficulties in our life. Our main problems are our unpleasant feelings, our worries, our suffering, our pain is coming from inside our mind. So he's saying when things go wrong in our life and we encounter difficult situations, We tend to regard the situation itself as our problem. So whether it's the boss, whether it's our relationship, whether it's our finances, whether it's our health, we're focused on these things as our problem that we need to solve. But in reality, whatever problems we experience come from the mind. If we were to respond to difficult situations with a positive or peaceful mind, they would not be problems for us. Like if we had a really calm, open, spacious, comfortable mind, and the boss appears, and even if he's given us a lot of hassle in the past, we are able to maintain that peaceful, spacious mind. Is there a problem? Difficult situation still manifesting, but our mind is spacious, is peaceful, it's comfortable, and there's not actually a problem. There's a difficult situation to deal with. But if on just seeing our boss appearing, she just manifests behind the desk and we're like, whoa, you know, our mind gets really stirred up, then the actual problem is that painful response, is that pain and difficulty that we're experiencing inside. Problems arise only if we respond to difficulties with a negative state of mind. Therefore, if we want to be happy and free from problems, which is what we all want all of the time, then we need to work to maintain a peaceful mind. Sufferings, problems, worries, unhappiness, and pain all exist within our mind. They're all unpleasant feelings, which are part of the mind. All our problems are unpleasant feelings, which are part of the mind. All our problems are our unpleasant feelings, which are part of the mind. It's how we're feeling when we're worried, when we're unhappy, when we have problems in our life that are the actual problem, the inner problems. Through controlling and purifying our mind, we can stop them once and for all. So it is entirely possible to stop our painful feelings, these unpleasant experiences within our mind by controlling our mind's responses. And by that, I don't mean we need to tie our mind up in a straitjacket and just not experience any emotions. It's about realizing we have a choice in how we respond to things. And this comes from Buddhist understanding of the mind. Understanding that our mind naturally is pain-free, is very comfortable, peaceful, pure, and spacious. Everybody's like, yeah, right. But it's true. It's our mind naturally is peaceful, is pure. But our negative ways of thinking are what agitate that mind and make it really dark and murky. Like Buddha gives the analogy of the sea when the wind is blowing and the waves increase. All the sediment gets mixed in with the water and it's very murky water. But when the wind calms down, the sea settles, then likewise all the sediment, the mud settles again to the bottom and the sea is once again clear. So you understand it's our way of thinking that's actually agitating the natural peace in our mind. So the way to access that peace in our mind is to develop techniques, mental technique that allows the mind to settle, allows our mind to stop following negative thought patterns. Any guesses what that technique might be? Yes, you got it. It's meditation. Thank you. Meditation functions to make our mind calm and peaceful. By deciding to focus on something that is going to settle our mind. In this situation, we're focused just preliminary meditation on the breath. But while our mind is focused on the breath, it's not focused on our problem. And so therefore, we're not churning the pure, peaceful sea of our mind. And we're letting things settle. So just this meditation in itself allows us to experience, even momentarily, the real nature of our own mind. And on that, we build confidence that we can access more and more of that natural peace that is within us, that we never give ourselves the opportunity to look at because we're so involved with the external conditions of our life. In the appendix in this beautiful text, Appendix 2, Venerable Geshe-la explains what meditation is and the benefits, and he explains, using different analogies, sandcastles and balloons and so forth, like our mind is out of control like a balloon in the wind. You know, we've got no control. When things are good, we're like, woo, that's happiness. And then the next moment or the next hour or the next day, things are not so good and our mind crash lands, you know, comes right down. We're very depressed or despondent or irritated. That thing that we thought was going to make our life so wonderful, it's just actually been the worst thing that's ever happened to us, you know. So we're moving from this excitement to despondency on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, without control. Because we're so invested in the outer conditions, right? And Venerable Geshe-la is saying here that it's like a child building a sandcastle on a beach and then being disappointed when the tide eventually, inevitably, comes in and destroys the sandcastle. You remember that situation? Remember? It's just like, you know. Or maybe you just knew that was inevitable. Maybe you had that built in, but sometimes it's just like such a shock. But it is inevitable. So just like it's inevitable that life is filled with difficulties. Inevitable. It's our human life, our ordinary human life. It's normal. But we've got this expectation that things should be perfect and should go to plan all the time because we want it to. So it should. If we really start looking into our thought patterns, they're ridiculous. And that's exactly what Buddha's encouraging us to do, to look into our mind, to look at what we're thinking and understand that it's those ways of thinking that are incorrect and that are actually causing all this inner turbulence and unpleasantness that is unnecessary. That's unnecessary. We don't need to experience that pain and problem. But because we don't know any other way at the moment, we're lost. We're stuck in these habitual responses. We know we don't want to get stressed or agitated because something's happening. We don't want to be happening. But it just kicks in. We do it. We have to. Because we're disempowered. We're disempowered. Because we don't understand this outer problem, inner problem. So outer problems are going to continue to come forever while we're in our ordinary human life, Everybody experiences them. It's inevitable. So we shouldn't have such expectation that things are going to be perfect all along. We'll look at this in the next session, a little bit more detail. But for now, we're just understanding our negative responses internally are what we can learn to control, what we can change. We can't actually change the outer world one person at a time. If I just control them, then I can get some headway here. It's never going to work. We've spent our entire life trying to do just that. And you're still here. It's not working. It's not working because we're not looking in the right way at the problems of our life. So with this simple preliminary meditation, we can really reset our perspectives. That's what we need, to create an inner space and clarity through which we can begin to see what's happening in our mind, the mechanisms that are creating all this unpleasantness.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.